You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WAUK Daily News Roundup for the Shaw, 101.1 FM and 540 AM in Waukesha.
For 540 WAUK News, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. After 15 months of delay, Milwaukee Public Schools has officers back. 25 school resource officers reported to 11 high schools yesterday following a court mandate and the issuance of a state law. Milwaukee County Judge David Borowski praised the movement, but noted that the city and the district's compliance came only after repeated court deadlines and the threat of fines. The officers have completed a specialized training program and will be seen all over the district. It's March Madness in Milwaukee. This weekend, the Fiserv Forum hosts first and second round games in the NCAA tournament. The schedule has open practices on Thursday and games on Friday and Sunday. Milwaukee's third district aldermanic candidates will face off in a forum. Daniel Bauman and Alex Brower are taking part in the event hosted by five Eastside neighborhood associations. It's next Tuesday at St. Mark's. The event is said to allow voters to learn more about the candidates' positions on issues like city services, zoning, and public safety. The forum comes ahead of the April 1st general election to fill the seat left vacant by the late Jonathan Brostoff. An attack ad against Supreme Court candidate Susan Crawford claims she would stop deportations of illegal immigrants and protect sanctuary cities. Tricia Young looks into that claim. Here's today's Wisconsin Watch Fact Brief.
There's no evidence to support the claim that Wisconsin Supreme Court candidate Susan Crawford supports stopping deportations or protecting sanctuary cities. A GOP group aired the attack ad, but when asked for proof, could only provide the position of Democrats who support Crawford. I'm Tricia Young for Wisconsin Watch. Learn more at wisconsinwatch.org.
And that's news on 540 WAUK. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
A setback for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks' backup center, Jericho Sims, will be out for at least a month. Sims had surgery yesterday in New York after suffering torn ligaments in his right thumb. It happened early Saturday night against the Pacers. Sims, after the game, his right hand all taped up.
It happened the first few seconds I was in. I got caught on another player when I was cutting him off. Physical is just boxing out. I mean, that's something that we usually are good at, but, you know, it's certain teams we tend to struggle with.
The Bucks open a five-game road trip tonight against Golden State. March Madness, the Wisconsin Badgers head to Denver for their game Thursday afternoon against Montana. Marquette will face New Mexico in Cleveland on Friday night. Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Padres 14-8 out in Arizona. Infielder Bryce Terang sitting out with a sore shoulder. For now, it looks like Joey Ortiz will start at shortstop on opening day. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Conan O'Brien crushed it. It seems he was the host the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences longed for when it comes to hosting the Oscars. People have picked apart past hosts' performances, but reviews for Conan's emceeing skills were overwhelmingly positive. His reward? Conan will host the 98th annual Oscar Awards next March 15th. The talk show host was asked about coming back and said the only reason he's returning next year is so he can hear Adrian Brody finish his speech. He might have to extend that another year. You gotta love when someone makes a documentary about a controversy that hasn't even been decided yet, such is the case with the Blake Lively-Justin Baldoni legal battle. The documentary He Said, She Said, Blake Lively versus Justin Baldoni, is available to watch in the UK on Five Channel, but those in the US who couldn't care less will have to wait until March 30th. First, when it will drop on Max and Discovery Plus. Despite some well-reviewed films, it was a pretty lackluster weekend at the box office. The weekend proved to be the lowest grossing theater totals of the year so far, with prognosticators surprised that a spring break weekend at the box office came in even lower than Super Bowl weekend by about $1 million. Novocaine led the way with a little more than $8 million at the gate. The film stars Jack Quaid as a man who does not feel pain while trying to rescue his kidnapped girlfriend. Last week's champ, Mickey 17, finished in second place with $7.5 million and $33 million for the two-week total. Steven Soderbergh's new spy thriller, Black Bag, finished with $7.5 million, but on about 1,100 less screens than Mickey 17. Rounding out the top five are Captain America, Brave New World, which pulled in over $5 million, and The Day the Earth Blew Up, the first Looney Tunes movie ever made for a theatrical release, with a disappointing just over $3 million. The late Gene Hackman did not mention his three children in his will, but they might still end up with some of his $80 million worth of assets. Hackman and his wife, Betsy Arakawa, passed away in late February under mysterious circumstances. Late last week, it was disclosed that Arakawa passed away from the hantavirus a week before her Oscar-winning husband. Authorities say Hackman suffered from Alzheimer's disease and couldn't take care of himself after his wife died, and as a result, passed away a week later. In Betsy's will, it was stated that she left her estate to various charities. Hackman, however, named Betsy as the recipient of his assets, essentially leaving his three now middle-aged children out in the cold, or so it would seem. As it turns out, due to Betsy's death, Hackman has no secondary beneficiaries, so it looks like his kids will be the recipient of their father's $80 million fortune after all. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We are watching a storm system that will bring rain and a few thunderstorms tomorrow, and then rain will change to some snow tomorrow night into Thursday. There could be some minor accumulation and possibly some slick roads Thursday morning. Today, clouds in the morning, a little more sunshine in the afternoon with a high right around 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
That's your WAUK Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at waukradio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.